According to legend, sometime in the 600s, Prince Caradog decapitated the beautiful Winifred because she rejected his advances. But her uncle, Saint Beino, reunited her head and body. Water then gushed from the ground where her head had fallen, and this spot became the Holy Well, and it is believed by many to have healing powers. In the course of the Middle Ages, the cult of St. Winifred grew to national status, and her relics were transported from their resting place in Gwytherin to the Benedictine Abbey of St. Peter and St. Paul in Shrewsbury in 1138. In the well archives are thousands of handwritten notes and letters testifying to cures. The earliest surviving account of the tradition of St. Winifred and her well is an anonymous story from the 1100s.
Cures by the virgin saint of patients so eaten by worms they are penetrated even to the marrow. Idiots and madmen, vexed by evil spirits, were brought, gnashing their teeth and talking language without sense, and bound in chains, but returned home free and under the direction of right reason. Patients suffering from fever in all its forms were healed at once by her love, by the application of the sacred water. There were cures innumerable wrought by this most kind virgin of dropsy, paralysis, gout, melancholia, alienation of the mind, piles, every known ailment that afflicts humanity.
The principal pilgrimage is held on the 22nd of June, the date of the major annual pilgrimage to Holywell since the Middle Ages, when it's marked the anniversary of St. Winifred's death and miraculous return to life. Even to this day, pilgrims still immerse themselves in these waters of the well, continuing a tradition documented for more than 800 years. And you are among a long line of distinguished visitors here to the well. In 1189, Richard I, the Lionheart, made a pilgrimage. Henry V paid a Thanksgiving visit here after his victory at Agincourt in 1416. And in 1461, Edward IV placed a pinch of earth taken from the well on his crown. James II and Queen Mary came here on pilgrimage to pray for an heir in 1686. And in 1828, it was the turn of Princess Victoria and King Leopold of Belgium. When you've finished here at the well, take the track opposite, past the small car park, to the hill where St. Beino supposedly performed his miracle. There you will find a well dedicated to him. Then it's back the way you came to the car park at Basingwork Abbey, and the journey to our next point, St. Asaph's Cathedral.